I'm gonna make a bet that if you don't get saved, then hell you sweat.
And let me rip the mic as I rip them all something like this. And I'm serving gospel with a funky dope twist. And I'm praising God as I lift up my hands. And I can't understand his amazing grace. Bring the praise.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
And in the middle.
We came to bring the praise.
Every song is designed to bring you to a higher level. We're KAYT, KQJO-FM. The Wade Hampton Show is on the radio. We've got birthdays and anniversaries. Plus, we're going to talk about royalty when we come back. Stay with us.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Council in District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership in the district, and certainly working hard to build a community we can be proud to live in and work in. I encourage everyone to get out and vote. As the late U.S. Representative John Lewis said, let's get into good trouble.
Concerned citizen Jules Green, candidate for City Councilman District 3, is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
There's a new book on the market called Inspirational Short Stories by local Louisiana author Donald Ray Butch Smith. Those who've read the book says it's a five-star read. And it's an easy read for all ages and one of 39 different dramatic, touching, powerful messages. The book will inform you about matters of life and questions to ask yourself. What would you do in these situations? Would you fold, or will you rise above your circumstances? Inspirational Short Stories by Donald Ray Butch Smith is available now at Amazon.com, Google Play Books, Barnes and Noble, and your Kindle store. Author Donald Ray Butch Smith is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Hi, this is Tiffany Sanders, candidate for Rapides Parish District Judge Division F. Voting is an important right and responsibility. Every vote counts in this important election, and nothing should be left to chance, which is why I'm encouraging you to make your voice heard and vote early.
Early voting is October 16th through the 27th, and November 3rd is Election Day. For information on early voting locations or your neighborhood polling location, the Rapides Parish Voter Registrar's Office at 318-473-6770.
This public service announcement is brought to you by Attorney Tiffany Sanders, concerned citizen, candidate for Rapides Parish District Judge Division F, and proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The month of May marked the beginning of the adjustment of the federal and local shelter-in-place orders. We at the Black Radio Project realize that in an attempt to reignite the economy, efforts are being made to relax guidelines and stimulate spending. With these relaxations, scientists are projecting the escalation of COVID-19 cases and deaths in poor working class and Black communities. However, our commitment to the safety of our community is paramount to all of us. And as a concerned leadership organization, we at the Black Radio Project Partners seek to become essential in the dissemination of virtual information in our communities, endeavor diligently to commit to honor our traditions, cultures, and communities by presenting clear and relevant information during this pandemic and beyond. Remember, mask up, wash up, and stay safe. This message is being brought to you by the Black Radio Project Partners.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. So where do you place your hope? Some of you immediately said, well, in God, of course. Someone else said, what do you mean, where do I place my hope? Think about it like a bank. You work a job, you receive a paycheck, and then you put it in the bank, right? You place your money in the bank because you believe that is the safest place for you. When I say that I place my hope in God, I'm saying I believe that's the best way for me to live my life. Putting my hope in God is the best place to put it. I'm saying I'm placing my life in God's hands, and I know He's going to take care of me no matter what. Hope says, this life is not up to me. I'm going to do my best with what I've been given, but my life is in bigger, better hands. That's when hope can blossom. Explore more hope at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is Thursday, the 22nd of October, 2020. There are people who celebrate today as their birthday. Let's get to the list right now. Happy birthday to Asia Smith, Minervy Brooks, Andre Ross, Shayla Booz, Andre Gunzak, Tony Valerie, Sheila Taylor, April Patterson, Patricia J. Williams, Deidre Carpenter, Stephanie Ford, Chartney Manuel, DeMarcus Davenport, and Tony Gertley. And everyone who celebrates a birthday today around the world, we want you definitely to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've got that Bible trivia question, the Bible Jeopardy clue. Let's get to that right now. Our Bible Jeopardy trivia question, as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, who did he see casting a net into the sea? Was it Mark, Simon Peter, Matthew, or James? Hey, what's your name?
Barbara Bradley.
Hi, Barbara. Where are you calling from?
Natchez, Louisiana.
All right. Nacken is in the house. What's your answer to the Bible Jeopardy question?
Tina.
Oh, good morning. Who is this?
Martha Coleman from Monroe, Louisiana.
Hi, Miss Martha. Thank you so much for listening. What's your response to the Bible Jeopardy question?
Simon Peter.
Hey. Hello. Good morning. Who is this?
are yes, from Camden, Missouri.
Well, thank you once again for listening to us in Camden, Miss Gloria. What's your response to the Bible Jeopardy question?
Simon Peter.
Well, I guess it's unanimous. The answer is Peter. Simon Peter was the one that was casting the net that Jesus saw. Okay? All right, you can find that one in Mark 1 and 16. Thank you so much for listening today to the Wade Hampton Show. But before we go, I want to remind you that you are royalty. Yes, you were born into a certain earthly royalty, and you also have a spiritual royalty. In Christ Jesus, you have his DNA, and Christ Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you know, so his kingdom has no end. And if that's true, then you are a part of his kingdom. And if he's in you, then you have his DNA in you as well. All right. And it's really weird how the world allows celebrities and athletes and rappers and so forth. Nothing wrong with those professions, but the world allows them to have tremendous wealth. And we don't bat an eye at that. But as soon as a man or a woman of God has tremendous wealth because of the blessing of Abraham, then we tend to kind of look sideways at that. And that shouldn't be. You know, as royalty, we have a right to wealth. After all, in heaven, the streets are paved with pure gold. I mean, 100% pure, refined gold. No flaws. Amen. There's wealth up there. You know, don't we always pray that things should be here on earth as is in heaven? How'd you like to have your streets paved with gold? All right? All right. That's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of the Ham Camp. I'm looking forward to doing this again tomorrow morning right here on KAYTKQJO-FM. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Until we meet again, my friends, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Mary, Mary, say, Mary, Mary, say, Neo, say, Neo, say, baby, say,
I just want to tell the truth, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just want to tell the truth, man.
My baby,
man,
say,
get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you're on your knees. So the next time you get a chance, tell them
it's the God in me. 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 You think I'm so fresh, you think I'm so clean, you think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me. I ain't wanna tell you, it's the God in me.
is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.